This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We call it What's on Your Mind for a reason, and we want to know. We've got a busy first hour, a little busier than usual, but there's a lot going on. Congressman Kevin Cramer is back in North Dakota in a work week, and therefore he had his schedule jam-packed, and we tried to have him on yesterday for the talk radio town hall. That was scheduled and then bumped because of a big meeting with the Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford and Senator Hoban and Congressman Cramer, along with the operation folks, who, by the way, meet every day. And I do want to say this. I made some reference yesterday to some people that were not there. And one of those individuals was Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and one of those was Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General. My understanding, I've heard since, that I guess the Attorney General has been at a couple of those. So it's not like he's not been at them before, but he was not at that one. And I was making that point. But there has been some criticism of the Attorney General that has come from our audience. I have relayed that, and I don't feel like I've gotten satisfied answers. But I'm going to be chatting with the Attorney General later today, and maybe we'll find out there's some things we don't know. And if there are, I'll be the first one to say, hey, here's what we said and what we thought and what we heard, and here's what's true. But there are a fair amount of people that are expressing some disappointment in our Attorney General. And you just heard the governor a moment ago talk about that there should be and there will be legal action against GoFundMe and other organizations. Earth Justice is the main culprit that began the interaction with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe on behalf of this. But Honor the Earth and others that have come in will be and should be legal action against him, is what the governor said. Now, I don't know. I'm high school graduate, Montevideo High School, 1983. I'm a Mohawk, Todd, but I don't know. I assume that if you're an attorney general, that you'd do some of that. I don't know why the governor has to say it, not to mention where are we at, day number 195. But anyway, I like Wayne Stengel, as I said yesterday, and I respect him, and I think he is worthy of our thanks for his service to the state, but I just say what I think and feel, and if it's not right, I'll tell you. I later learned it wasn't right, but that's what I believe now. But anyway, we'll try and get to the bottom of that. I think the most significant thing the governor said in that entire interview was that the federal government is not doing enough to help the state of North Dakota address this situation, and then talked about how the National Sheriff's Association is used in situations like this around the country, where the federal government has a problem. They call in the sheriffs through the NSA and these compacts, and they do the Fed's work. And the governor's line was something to the effect of, look, if we're going to defend your property, just give us the property. This doesn't work. So that's, I would say, the first significant rift that I've detected really between the levels of government in this conversation. I do know that Senator Hoban, who was at the meeting yesterday, and Congressman Cramer, who couldn't be any more connected and able to literally get the President of the United States on the phone, are really getting to the bottom of, where the roadblocks are. Is it bureaucracy? Is it because of some legal argument or statute, or what's the deal? So they certainly are hard at work trying to figure it all out. Anyway, let's get your calls in here. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Gus is in Bismarck and has been waiting a while, so we'll get Gus in. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Our email is studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Do you think the federal government's done enough? Do you want the federal government to do more? Do you like this idea of suing all these entities and following the money of where the donations are coming from? And when protesters are paid, what happens? I mean, I have now hundreds of different examples where there are discussions about what people are paid. Received some more yesterday from someone that's been on the ground the entire time. So, is that a fool's errand, or would you like to see that happen? Meanwhile, obviously, a very volatile situation when you have, and I could play the clips if you wanted to hear them, but somebody yesterday called to complain about that, saying all the media does is play clips of all the stuff the protesters are saying and call it news. What's going on? Good point. But there are some new ones out there from Dennis Banks Jr. and others, and they're doing a clarion call. They're trying to get people in here. And meanwhile, others are trying to get the camp cleaned up, keep the peace, and you got folks that want a confrontation. What would you do? The other question I have for you is the governor right about the federal government not doing enough, relying too heavily on the Sheriff's Association, which did that compact, and, you know, Morton County and, you know, sheriff's offices and departments that are strapped to do their work. And that's an Obama mess, right? It's not a Trump mess, but it's a mess nonetheless. Why don't you take on all those or anything else on your mind, even if it is a completely different topic? And wouldn't that be a breath of fresh air, too? Whatever is on your mind. Gus in Bismarck, lay it on me.
Yes, I listened to Congressman Cramer and yourself over the past few weeks talking about the wonderful job our law enforcement's doing during the protest. What I didn't hear the last few days was the National Guardsmen from the state of North Dakota that have been activated that are doing 12-hour shifts 7 days a week for weeks on end. No days off, 12-hour shifts 7 days a week. I think they deserve a real thank you from the citizens of our state and their prayers that everything goes safely the next few days.
Couldn't agree anymore. I don't think anybody's intended to slight the National Guard. In fact, there's more National Guard, I believe, than there are on the law enforcement side. They kind of, I think when people say law enforcement, because, you know, the Guard is there, they don't technically operate in a law enforcement manner, but I think they mean all of them. I try to say Guard, you know, Highway Patrol, the sheriffs, the police, because there's a lot of federal officers, you know, there's BIA, there's a lot of folks, and so I think they kind of get lumped into the term law enforcement. What you did today is more than proper and should be done a little more often. No question about it. Do you feel like they're not getting the attention they deserve, given how hard they're working, Gus?
Well, I know when you have guardsmen that are activated at the end of their college semester and they have to make arrangements as finals or possibly retake a whole semester of college, people don't understand when a guardsman volunteer to serve. And when they're called to active duty, they go. They put their personal lives on hold. Family things, everything gets set aside. If they're deployed to Kosovo for a year, their life is set on hold for a year while they work with NATO and representing the North Dakota National Guard. Whether it's a flood or the DAPL protest, they give a lot. And I don't know that they always get the respect and recognition they get. But I know there's 40, 45 guys that leave the armory, leave Bismarck every night about 8 o'clock and go do their 12-hour shift down there in support and providing support to the law enforcement folks. And it's a strain on their families, their kids. But just wanted to put a note out there.
No, you did it well, Gus, and I really appreciate it. I feel a little embarrassed that we haven't recognized more of it. You kind of get caught up in, you know, the moment-to-moment tick-tock of what's happening and not recognize how many lives have been disrupted as a result of this. I mean, that's one of the reasons I really became, you know, I don't know what the word is, but spun up, you know, I personally just sort of committed to this whole thing was looking into the eyes of moms and dads. Meeting with a bunch of farmers and ranchers down in St. Anthony. I can't wait to do it again. And I'm thrilled the governor's been there a couple of times. And And, you know, it's just because you understand, you know, what people are going through in this. And it just is so wrong. And I think most people know it's wrong, but I don't know that we know the level of effort and attention that goes into, you know, keeping the peace and providing for the health and safety of folks. And then to be called what they're called and the lies that are told about them over and over and over again, it's just unforgivable. So, guys, know that I really do appreciate the fact that you called and that... you gave a shout out to those folks who deserve it. Those Guard folks, our best to them. General Dorman is going to join us later today on Energy Matters, which airs Saturday on our 1090 and 1100 signals, and later today on 1460 and 550. And we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about those numbers, Gus. Okay.
One other comment for you on Congressman Kramer's discussion about reforming the tax system in our country.
I want to hear what you have to say, but unfortunately I'm going to have to have you hang on because we are up against the break. Jim and Kildare after Gus is finished, but Gus, don't go away. We'll chat with you next. Others welcome, 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thing about this weather is you get that smell of spring in the air. You know, it's just, it's cooler obviously today, but it just feels like, hey, maybe we're around in the corner here, and I love it. And I always think of, you know, what our farmers and ranchers are doing to get ready. I want to tell you that my friends at High Plains Apache have that ET Ag Center now, so as you start tinkering and find anything that you need for an application part. They no doubt have it, not just for the Apache, but for any brand of sprayer. That's the ET Ag Center at both their Mandan and Frontier location. Frontier's just south of Fargo. At High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com. And maybe it's time for a new sprayer. They have some sharp ones, new and used, and best in the biz. High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, 21 past the hour. Let's hear what Gus wants to tell us about tax reform. So if you had a magic wand, what would you do with tax reform there, Gus?
Well, I'd abolish corporate taxes and small business income taxes. A corporation pays money to their stockholders. The stockholders pay income tax. So we're taxing the money twice. I like the 3x5 note card idea that Congressman Cramer mentioned. How about everybody just takes their total income, interest, dividends, capital gains, and they give 10%. Everybody.
Keep it
no
simple.
Deduction, no reforestation,
simple.
No depletion of natural resources credits, no credits for how many kids you have, no earned income credit. If you didn't earn any money, you pay no taxes. But you don't get any tax money back. You didn't pay any in. But if everybody would just give 10%, doesn't matter if you made $5,000 or $500,000. Everybody gives 10% or whatever it needs to fund the programs.
No, I like where you're going. I totally like where you're going, Gus. I really do appreciate the call. Keep thinking like that. And thanks for reminding us to thank our National Guard participants in this effort, along with all of law enforcement. Texter, question, after the natives have scarred Mother Earth, will the EPA fine the tribe for human waste contamination in the rivers? And how will the spread of hepatitis be controlled through downstream irrigation systems? Yeah, I've heard that there are some significant concerns, well, on so many levels. I mean, even just trying to get the grass to grow back where it's at. Will the tribe be held responsible? It's a good question. The governor is quick to credit the tribe for recognizing that the camp needed to be cleaned out, and cooperating in getting people to say, leave. So they did come to that. But how did this originally start? It was Standing Rock being used by Earth Justice to invite people to come in, and that's when this happened. That's when it all started. So there's some culpability there. I don't think there's any doubt. Jim and Kildare, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
I just have a question. I work in an oil field. I have to have what's called a tarot card to earn a paycheck working on the reservation. It costs me $1,000 a year out of my pocket. Do these protesters who were paid by George Soros and Warren Buffett, do they have to have $1,000 a year tarot card? Because they're working on the reservation. They're being paid to protest.
Yeah, I hear you. Are they paying taxes on what they're earning?
I cannot go to work on the reservation if I don't have a tarot card.
And I assume you're a contract employee, right? You're not a.
So are they?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. They are too. I don't know. It's a very good question. Along with many, I can. I know we had. Why is his name escaping me? Who's our tax commissioner? John Gottfried. John Gottfried was on and talked about investigations that were underway related to, you know, how they're paid, the deductions, because even if you're a contractor, you still have to pay your share for the state. So I'm going to add the Carroll card onto it, Carroll card angle onto that question for sure.
It would be nice to help answer to that.
All right, well, stay tuned. We'll do our best, okay?
All right, thank you.
I also, Rev, wouldn't mind seeing if we round up Senator Hovind and or Jonathan Thompson from the National Sheriff's Association related to what the governor said earlier about believing the federal government is not doing enough and believing that the federal government is abusing the National Sheriff's Association to do their work at sites around the country. My words, not his, on abusing, but he, you know, basically said, if we're defending your land, give us the land then, and we'll defend it. But don't, you know, use these compacts with the National Sheriff's Association to replace federal government when you're already taxing, when the counties are already taxed. So it's an interesting point. 800-228-0550. Let me get a few more texts in here. I've been a little negligent in getting those for you. The delay of response from the federal government, says a texter, is due to the delay in getting Jeff Sessions confirmed as Attorney General. The DOJ, an Obama cesspool, is an Obama cesspool and will take a minute or two to cut through the obstructionists. Good point. There's no doubt a little bit of bureaucracy, and I want to ask that question of Congressman Kramer and of Senator Hovind. Do you believe what the governor is concerned about is a product of the bureaucracy and, you know, getting the right people in place and moving this, or is it they can't give you the answer they want because of some statute or something that they can't do it? I don't know why that would be. I mean, how many federal law enforcement descended upon the Bundy Ranch? Or, you know, when the Bundys were up helping in the Pacific Northwest. They were outnumbered. I mean, the ranchers were outnumbered like crazy. So why don't we have the equivalent of that right now? I think I know why. Same reason the court said, hey, okay, go ahead, go on. It's political correctness. In reverse, that's the worst of political correctness in my mind. The worst. When you treat someone differently because of. And I'm saying you treat them better because of. I'm not, you know, it's bad news. And I think that's what's going on. I promised to get to some texts. I did two. That wasn't too bad, Todd, was it? I got two of them in there. But maybe I should read them and not comment. Maybe should I do that?
Well, but I think people are seeking your comment, though, as they text, by and large.
Somebody
had more. I'd give you more.
Chris Meyer is the U.S. attorney. Was at the briefing this morning, which is interesting and good, I think. The attorney general not, and the BCI not, and I don't know why. And again, I'm going to try and get to the bottom of some of those answers today. Congressman Kevin Kramer is hosting a town hall meeting. Yes, that's true. When is that? We know the answer to that, don't we? I think, Todd, you mentioned that last hour, but Congressman Kramer, and these town hall meetings are getting a little bit contentious some places because there's various groups that are using them as sort of a, remember when Obamacare was really unpopular and then the Tea Party had these organized events? They weren't organized events. There's no Tea Party event I've ever been to that was ever organized. It was the most ragtag, you know, this time, this place, but that's about it. And the real people coming together. But anyway, they're trying to agitate a little bit at some of these. So there may be some folks there. And you know what? Congressman Kramer's always been good about talking to people he doesn't agree with. That's 1 to 2 p.m. Thursday, Beans Coffee Bar, 5675 26th Avenue South in Fargo. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
What's on your mind? We're live at the Bismarck Event Center. That's where we're at for the 44th Annual North Dakota Safety Council Safety and Health Conference. And a lot of people from a lot of places. I'm just looking at where they come from. How many states? Chuck, how many states are the...
28.
I was going to say, I know it's north of 20. So 28 different states.
Two provinces.
Yeah. And about half of the attendees from the Bismarck to Jamestown area, but a chunk from 20% so from the east, and about 18% from the west, and 9.4% from attendees all across the Fruited Plain. So it's a busy time, and you may see some of these folks around town, and it's all about safety. So we enjoy the opportunities we get to talk safety on the program. Be here today and tomorrow as well. And also broadcasting Energy Matters on a busy week. How's it going so far, Chuck? I know we're early on, but what do you think?
Other than my voice is going great.
Yeah.
A lot of handshakes. It's just so great to see people come back every year. I think, as I mentioned in the last segment, and then also the people that are new. You know, I love to stand right before you walk into the main area and see people walk in for the first time and go like, oh, my gosh. You know, they're thinking of a safety event, you know, something small, a few people gathered around having a conversation, and then they walk into this event and go, wow, so cool to see this many people who really want to make a difference in saving lives and preventing injuries in North Dakota.
Yeah, it is, and it's contagious, right? I mean, you get that culture, that's what's so important, it just really saying, we're going to do this.
Well, and that's what it's about. We talk so much about safety is about people, and the more people you touch, the more outreach you have in safety, the more chance you have to make a difference, and that's what we are all about.
I'm amazed how much vehicles play a role, right? I mean, that's the 800-pound gorilla in all this. When you took out all the incidents, I think people think of big industrial accidents or whatever. I mean, they're tiny, tiny compared to just people in vehicles and accidents, right?
Yeah, transportation is a huge part of it. As we heard yesterday, I know in the Petroleum Council meeting, they talked about, I think, 50% of their incidents happen on driving, basically transportation incidents. So, and, you know, whether it's speeding, whether it's texting while driving, whether it's distractions, whether it's talking on the phone, there's so many things that can, you know, take place. And we all know it doesn't take much. You do what little distraction, and, man, in a vehicle, so easy to have an incident.
You know, there is a viewpoint among some that the big bad company could care less about the, you know, employee. They're like, just a piece of furniture, and if they get hurt, they get hurt. I mean, obviously you have bad apples in anything you do, but I mean, 99.9% of employers are very serious about this, aren't they?
Well, that's the great part about North Dakota, because I don't think it's across the country, because you have people come into North Dakota and say, it's such a different culture here. You know, not bashing the other 49 states, but they say, people care here. People care. And that's what's awesome to live here. And it's awesome to see that because you see people investing in safety. And it starts from the top down. You got to convince the big guy, hey, you know what? We need to take a week off or take a week to get our people orientated before we send them out in the field. And he's doing the math going, oh, geez, that's a week and 10 guys. And you do all that, and you start ringing up numbers and payroll numbers. And it's easy to say no. But what's happened more than not in North Dakota is they say, you know what? I'm going to invest up front because if I don't, there's a chance something could happen later on. It could be a way more bigger, not investment, but penalty.
Right. So there's not a financial incentive to be fast and loose with safety. Far from it. I mean, people are precious. Just being able to find the workforce. You don't want somebody hurt, laid up, off the job, everything else.
Yeah. That's where it should start. Yeah. It should start because you care about people. But you know, hey, I'm an accountant. My background's finance and accounting. So I recognize that sometimes it takes you to do the math. With somebody to say, we invest now, our insurance rates drop, we have workforce safety incentives to bring our premiums down so we can get discounts back in our workforce safety premiums. And some of these companies, these construction companies, these oil companies, their workforce safety premiums are crazy high. They start doing the right things and do the safe things. All of a sudden, they save money. So now you get not just save lives, but you save money. And, you know, sometimes it takes that carrot to convince people.
Another stat I heard yesterday that stuck with me was the amount of incidents that happened for individuals their first day on the job. I mean, that just kind of blew me away, right? But there's another example to talk a little bit about what you do with the North Dakota Safety Council with members that ultimately take training and put on safety programs and design safety programs to train people, right?
Yeah, that's the whole part of it, is whether it's orientation, whether it's whatever, but ultimately what we need to be doing, the North Dakota Safety Council, what we are doing is we're helping people in all areas, whether it's orientation, whether it's repeat training, and what we're going to get to next, the next level of training that we haven't been able to offer in North Dakota before at a cost-effective rate. And thank goodness we were able to reach out to some groups like Roco Rescue and some other people that are going to come and support us in our new venture as we move into our safety campus and have some just unbelievable high-level training.
Our guest with us, Josh Hills, Equipment and Logistics Manager for Roco Rescue. Josh, nice to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm enjoying your nice weather that you guys are having, being that I'm from South Louisiana, where it's 81 degrees today. This is kind of a break for us.
So yeah, that's hot. You don't want that.
No, because that means summer's coming. So
yeah, hot and humid stuff. Well, glad you're here and welcome. How'd you first find out about Roco Rescue?
Well, I mean, interesting story is actually at another event, a conference, and I just said to somebody, I said, you know, we want to bring high-level training, rescue training, and I said to a guy I really respect, James Dwyer with PEC, I said, who I reach out to? And he said, Roco Rescue, undoubtedly, you call them. So literally, Google, Roco Rescue, tried to get a hold of Kay, their president, couldn't get a hold of her, got a hold of a marketing representative, called me back, which, you know, you think about a cold call, somebody in North Dakota calling, you know, I'm not going to return that call. She did. I had about a 10-minute conversation with the marketing VP.
Amy.
Amy, she's fantastic. And then she got me in contact with Josh, and the rest is history. That he can probably tell you what his conversation is. I think they recognized that we were serious about this, and maybe with their research they understood that, you know, they could come up here and help us make a difference.
So your reputation obviously was a gold standard, which is why Chuck was, talking with a colleague who recommends you. What does Roco Rescue do? What's your claim to fame?
So we were established in 1981. We provide confined space rescue for industry and municipalities as well. Also, we do things across the Department of Defense to where we focus on, like you mentioned earlier, the personnel. We develop techniques. We don't manufacture equipment. We have great relationships with several of the prime manufacturers that you have that deal with confined space, high angle, fall protection, wind turbines, all of the areas of rescue that are required. And we build techniques around the most efficient ways for facilities to be able to provide it. We understand that a lot of facilities are strapped financially to where they can't provide what the rescue teams truly want, but we try to develop down to a point of, okay, it's not your wish list, but it's what you need to be proficient. Efficiency is a big thing with us and our training, making sure that individuals not only can just check a box, but they understand the concepts of what they're trying to provide, what the requirements from OSHA are, what the requirements from their facility is. Municipalities is the same thing, trying to develop the things to specialize them to do techniques that are normally out of the ordinary. It's the things that you don't expect.
So Chuck's dreaming big about what kind of training can be done in North Dakota. you guys are the kind of folks that come in and have done other things for other people, other places, and help design all that.
Yes, we've in our 30-plus years, we've trained over 60,000 personnel. We also provide a service to where facilities that cannot have the ability to train somebody for that specific confined space rescue, we can send personnel out to their facility and have that team available so they are compliant with OSHA.
So confined spaces, we should probably explain. I mean, folks in the industry know it, but what, you know, Josh, what is a confined space?
So confined spaces, as its definition by OSHA, is a space that you can bodily enter into and you can perform your duties. You have constrictions. So essentially, if you think of industry or you think of something, if you have to constrict your body, you have to conform yourself to get into it, it's going to be a confined space.
Down a manhole.
Down a manhole. It could be in a vessel. It could be silos. It could be things that people don't think about, you know, but it's identifying those points that are key. And that's one of the other things that we hope the partnership is going to bring. It's going to broaden the education of what truly is a confined space and identify your needs at that point.
So tell me, Chuck, about your dream. When you first called these guys and got it going, what were you thinking? What did you want to do?
Well, I went to their website, and as I'm talking with Amy and Josh, and I see this fantastic training center they've got. They've got a 5-story training center with containers that just amazing. If you go to Roco Rescue's website, it's fantastic. So I saw that, and the vision was, hey, we want a hands-on training lab. That's what we want to do. And that's why we built this, we designed this facility with a 5,000 square foot hands-on training lab with this idea of a training tower, and just had the concept, but just didn't really, or the vision, but didn't know exactly what it could be. And I saw that, and like, that is exactly what we need here. Outside's great, you know, but in North Dakota, outside is 6 months out of the year, 7 months out of the year, maybe. You put something inside, you can control the environment. And so saw that, worked with these guys, and they've been fantastic with helping us engineer something that's going to fit inside our facility. But it's going to end up being a 25-foot, 6-inch tall training tower, 3-story containers. I mean, Josh, you've been hugely part of the engineering of it, and he can talk in way more detail. But it's so exciting to have that training apparatus inside a new facility that's going to truly make a difference in North Dakota.
So what will what kind of training can be done on that?
Well, as far as the, you know, confined space is a big portion of it that you have, but fall protection is also something that can be provided through it. Rope access training that you can have. So rope access is becoming large in industry where facilities are realizing they can save a lot of money, but instead of building scaffolding at some points, they can hire personnel to do the work actually off of ropes. So that work can be provided. A confined space, high angle, just essentially anything that requires rope to perform the task can be done on the training site.
Wow. And right now, if I need that kind of training, where do I go, Chuck?
Well, if you go to Roco Rescue, you go to Louisiana, you go to New Mexico, you go to New York. There's really nothing up in this area that has it, and that's what's the beauty of this, is now we get to bring that training here, where maybe you could send somebody, one person down, yet in your budget, send somebody down to Louisiana. But now it's in North Dakota. Now, whether it's in Minneapolis or South Dakota or Montana, you can send somebody here cost-effectively, and now you can send three. And having more people on-site that are able to do the rescue that's necessary at times, you know, you just think of the difference that's going to make in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Interesting. Well, we'll take a short break here, come back with more. If you have any questions for either of these fellows, they're certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. And email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. Don't forget their annual meeting's coming up Friday up in Stanley, North Dakota. I wish I could be there. I'd have a whirl-a-whip. Right, that's what I would do the meeting, and then I would go to the whirl-a-whip. Right downtown Stanley, North Dakota. Have you ever had one, Chuck? Come on.
I can't say I've ever had a whirl-a-whip.
Because you're looking at me like I'm talking about some very strange thing.
I thought it was like a ride you're talking
about. No, it's like it was the blizzard before there was a blizzard.
I would have that then.
Would you?
I am an ice cream fanatic.
Yeah, exactly, you would. So the whirl-a-whips are like the best right there at Dakota Drug downtown. Very nice. Very nice. Anyway, sorry, I saw Stanley. I instantly went to whirl-a-whip. The annual meeting for the landowners is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. South Complex of the Montreal County facility there. More from the Bismarck Event Center and the North Dakota Safety Council. Don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features special guest Zeke Bader with VF Imagewear discussing a friend's personal encounter with an electrical hazard.
We're actually sending still, on average, 3 people a day to a burn unit. And one of those guys in a recent time was a good friend of mine named Rick. And Rick was called out on a weekend, and he'll tell you, he said, you know, my attitude wasn't where it should be. I was in a hurry. I took a shortcut, and it cost him. He actually made contact with 14,400 volts of electrical power. You know, Rick will tell you this, too. He said, you know, I had to lay there and think about all the extra burden that I placed on my family, on my friends, on my community, all because I was in a hurry. And that's pretty powerful stuff when you stop and think about it.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Hello, my friends. It's Scott Hinnon here for Polar Service Center. I love telling the story of Polar Service Center because it's a great company. It's a Minnesota company, but it's known throughout North America as the largest tank trailer manufacturer, but also service center. And they have a number of these locations all throughout North America, 3 of them in our region, Killdeer, Williston, and Billings, Montana. And they need technicians. They pay great. They have great benefits. It's a wonderful company. So I'd love for you to think a moment about loved ones you'd love to have back here that can do this kind of work, make a great living, and work for a wonderful company. Tell them to come on home to North Dakota or Montana. Call Adam at 832-942-3566. That's the number for Polar Service Center. Adam Newsom could tell you about the job opportunities, get you in the queue right now. So if you'd like more information on these job opportunities at Polar Service Center, call Adam now, 832-942-3566.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time of the Bismarck Event Center. I was here last week. Todd and I were hanging out for the K-Fire Agri International Farmers and Ranchers, and now I get the good pleasure of meeting so many good folks who, many of them are on the road a lot going to different facilities, so that makes them regular listeners. So
we love that.
Yeah, we do. Yes, exactly right. So many have come up and said hi, and it's been very fun. So if you're here today or tomorrow, please make sure you do that. Energy matters. From here, and also what's on your mind. So a lot going on. The North Dakota Safety Council Annual Safety and Health Conference, and we are continuing our conversation with Chuck Claremont, the Executive Director and CEO. We're going to be here tomorrow as well, as I mentioned, in Energy Matters, too. So a lot of these topics we'll be tackling over the coming days. And there's a lot happening this week, obviously, at the camp, a number of the camps, but specifically the camp on Core Land near the Dakota Access Pipeline protest site. The deadline Wednesday, tomorrow, 2 p.m., for the camp to be evacuated, and plans to obviously enforce that now put forth by the Corps of Engineers. So they are working hard to make sure the cleanup continues, but the camp is evacuated so cleanup can be expedited and be done before the flooding, which now has also been expedited because of our weather. So it's a little warmer. So there's a lot going on, and we are keeping tabs on all of that for you as well. So a number of guests on that topic on Energy Matters later. And tomorrow, Lieutenant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. So a lot going on. Thursday, Monsignor James Shea, the president of America's Leadership University, the University of Mary. He and Jerome Rector will be here for our monthly chat about the things that are happening at the University of Mary. Okay, so, fellas, let's continue to talk a little bit about this project and this conference. Chuck Claremont's executive director and CEO of the North Dakota Safety Council. Josh Hill here, the equipment and logistics manager from Rocco Rescue. Rocco Rescue, where'd the name Rocco come from anyway? How'd that come up?
That's the number one question asked of Rocco. So our original founders were two state police troopers in Louisiana who did tactical rescue, and their names were Mike Roop and Russell Cook. So they took the first two letters of the last names and put them together. The acronyms I've heard of what it could stand for over 23 years has been pretty insane. But yeah, it's their last name.
Say, listen, it worked for Google. You got to come up with a name you remember. So we remember Rocco, don't we? Yeah, for sure. What kind of things are going down at your display here? Tell us a little bit about the things you're doing with folks on the floor today.
So with our booth, we have obviously some of our training implements that we have. We have the schedules that are brought out. We're really pushing and talking to people about our partnership that we have with the North Dakota Safety Council, just to let them know that there is going to be local access and local activity that we will provide through the Safety Council. One of the main focuses that we have is actually a presentation I'm doing tomorrow, is focused on fall protection, and focus not only on necessarily fall protection, which everybody knows, you get them in the harness, you get the proper things on, it protects them from the fall, but it's the medical considerations that happen after that often get overlooked or not thought about as much. So we also have a co-developed harness that we've made with the manufacturer CMC that helps to alleviate these types of things. So just trying to really bring the awareness. I mean, they said we do have the equipment, we do have our training and all, but most importantly to let people know that we are believers in safety, and we are believers in educating personnel and not just selling them something that we have.
What does OSHA think of what you do?
OSHA is very pleased with us. We are an OSHA VPP star site. The VPP is the Voluntary Protection Program, where facilities will actually invite OSHA in to see how their operation is safety-wise and grade them and evaluate them on that. We are proud to be, after two consecutive times, a VPP star site, which is the highest level that you can have. Our owner is extremely, extremely behind safety. It is the most important thing. And, that level of commitment that we have, we want to pass on to those that we do instruct and we do come into contact with. That safety is the most imperative thing that you will see in the workplace.
Some bold confidence right there, Chuck, when you're inviting OSHA in, right?
Well, you got to walk the talk.
Yeah.
And obviously that's what these guys do. And that's why we reached out to them, is we want to work with the groups that have the highest reputation, not to mention the highest quality of training. And with Rocco Rescue, they got both.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I have a good tax accountant, but I don't invite the IRS to come hang out while I'm... So that's bold, that's for sure. And, one of our sponsors today, I was just thinking about this, as I'm about to tell folks about the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, is the folks in the Lignite world. And you told a story yesterday that was really interesting about utilities obviously a lot of safety programs for the Lignite world here. These folks, same thing, right? I mean, they work together, they want to do this together, and they have the best practices that they're sharing between them. And, another one of the real culture things here, right?
I mean, it is, and that's such a great story, is because we know yesterday was focused on the oil field, and there's a lot of different contractors that have to do different trainings depending upon what oil site they're on or rig they're on or whatever else. And fortunately, back in 1996, the utility groups got together and said, hey, this is crazy. Way too many groups. Everybody has their own type of training they want. Let's get together and make this better for all of us. And the Energy Coalition for Contractor Safety has been around since 1996, and the story is so awesome. As the contractor hours has gone higher, the incident rates has gone lower.
Phenomenal.
It's, that's the story you want in every industry.
More people working, more hours, less incidents.
That sounds like a good
And it was the opposite,
it
right?
was the opposite before, yeah.
Incredible. So good work they do that, and good neighbors, too. Find out more about them at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online at secureenergyfuture.org. Also want to tell you that MBI Energy Services is doing a Meet MBI, kind of a little mini job fair, handing out some goodies and coffee in Tioga tomorrow, 6 to 7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then in Stanley from 5 to 7 a.m. tomorrow. Okay, so MBI Energy Services, they are looking for drivers, operators, workover, and more, and that's a big topic here at this conference. People are hiring and needing more people in, so obviously safety all that much more important. Hey, gentlemen, thanks for the time today. This was good.
Thank you for being here.
Enjoyed it very much. Chuck Claremont and Josh Hill from Rocco Rescue. And we're out of time. We'll be back with Energy Matters and What's on Your Mind tomorrow right here. God bless you. Bye-bye. MBI Energy Services is hiring. That's right, folks. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company, but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI? Stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Stanley, and Tioga locations Wednesday morning, February 22nd, and meet MBI. Fill your cup for free. Learn more about this premier oil field services company in western North Dakota and find out about MBI's openings now for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, floor hands, for oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and for water transfer technicians, too. You'll enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. Or meet MBI at Pinnacle and Stanley and Tioga Wednesday morning, February 22nd. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.